The Eddie Bracken Story with Bill Demarest, Ann Rutherford, and Janet Waldo.
As any loyal son of Erin will tell you, every Irishman is descended from the ancient kings. This is the story of one man who sprang from the ancient kings and is still springing in all directions. Yes, this is the story of Eddie Bracken. In many a thatched cottage in Ireland, they'll tell you the legend of the founder of the Clan O'Bracken. No less a personage than Brian O'Bracken himself. A poet, a fighter, and a rogue with the women, O'Bracken invariably dealt gently with the Colleens.
Ah, Constance McCushlin, the top of the morning to you.
Mr. O'Bracken, would you be after doing me a small favor?
Faith, sure, Mistress Manahan. I'll be after doing you anything your little heart desires. But what'll we be doing after?
Begorra, and there was the rub, for invariably, immediately after, the voice of the elder Monahan was heard in the land.
O'Bracken, you scalping, get out of here. The parlor's already too crowded for the pigs.
So that's how it was with the founder of the clan O'Bracken. But it's by no means that way with his great-great-grandson, Eddie Bracken. Today, when a girl says,
Eddie, will you do me a big favor?
Eddie replies,
Gosh, sure, Connie. I'd be glad to.
See there? He's lost his accent.
I'd do it myself, but I've got to meet Otto.
Why, of course, Connie. Otto?
He's taking me to the tea dance at the mayor's house.
Oh, he is. Well, why don't you ask Otto to do whatever it is you want done?
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, maybe I will. I'm sure Otto wouldn't quibble over getting me a simple little thing like a pair of shorties.
Well, I wouldn't either, but...
Oh, Eddie. The mayor's giving this tea dance to make last-minute plans for the dedication of the Victory Monument in City Hall Square.
Yes, Connie, I know, but
And Otto's on the committee, and I'm to ride on a float as Miss Pinup Girl, and I want to borrow a costume from Toots Latour.
Toots Latour?
In the musical comedy company. You've seen the posters in front of the Grand Theater, haven't you?
Oh, boy. I mean, sure.
Well, and didn't you notice that one costume? Oh, it's just yummy. It's a three-piece little thing with gold panties and a gold blouse and a crown. Now, I want you to go over and see if she has another one just like
it. But, Connie, now just imagine me going into Miss Latour's dressing room and saying, Pardon me, Miss Latour, but would you be so kind as to lend me your shorties? I mean, after all, Connie,
All right, Eddie.
I mean, after all, there are limits, you know.
I said all right, Eddie. I'm sure Otto will be glad to go
with
you.
Well, that's fine. Let Otto go.
Of course, I was going to let you ride on the float with me as the spirit of victory.
I know, Connie, but... You were?
And you'd have your arms around me all the way from Main Street to the City Hall.
Oh, boy. 20 blocks. Oh,
but I just couldn't think of asking you to do something you don't want to.
Oh, but I do want to, Connie. I want to more than anything in the world, only...
Thanks, Eddie. Bring the costume over to the house when you get it.
Only...
I've got to hurry now and meet Otto.
Only, what'll I say to Miss Latour? Miss Latour?
Yeah, kid, what's on your mind?
Could I see you for a minute?
Sure, take a good look.
Well, I hate to bother you in your dressing room like this.
What are you, one of the local wolves?
Oh, no, Miss Latour. I just wanted to see you about your shorties.
That's a new approach. Go on, you intrigue me.
Well, I hardly know where to begin.
Well, you had a good start.
Well, you see, I wanted to ask you, Have you got an extra pair of...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, kid. Yes, here, ma'am. Here. Sit down.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Here's a glass of ice water.
Oh, thank you.
There. Now, do you feel better?
Yes, ma'am.
That's fine. Now, what's on your mind?
Miss Latour, I don't know how to say this, but my girlfriend, she's going to...
Look, go back to first and start over.
She's going to be Miss Pinup Girl.
She's what?
Miss Pinup Girl, and she wants to borrow a costume just for tonight.
Are you kidding? I've had a lot of gags
pulled on
me. Oh,
but this isn't a gag. Connie's going to ride in the Victory Monument Parade on a float, and I'm going to ride with her. I get to hold my arms around all the way down Main Street.
Ah, some reach.
Yes. Huh?
Is this on the level?
Oh, gosh, yes. I wouldn't think of asking to borrow your costume, except that...
Never mind, kid. I got a hunch that riding on that float means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am. More than anything in the world.
Okay, kid. If Len and you, my shorties, can give you a break with the one and only, you're a cinch.
Oh.
I got a brand new set right here. Never been unwrapped. Here.
Oh, gee. Thanks, Miss Latour. Gee, thanks an awful lot. I'll do the same for you someday.
That I gotta see.
And so, fellow citizens, on behalf of our fair city, I extend heartiest greetings when I say, get out of here.
How do you do, Mr. Monahan?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, Mr. Monahan, I'm leaving, only I wanted to see if Connie was still here.
Well, she ain't. Are you going to get out of here, or do I have
I'll
to...
I'll go, Mr. Monahan.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Sit down.
Yes, sir. Gee, Mr. Monahan, if you're going to reopen that little matter about me pawning your false teeth...
Listen.
Yes, sir.
You are a man whose courage, vision, and devotion to duty has been demonstrated on countless occasions.
Oh, you think so?
Shut up and let me finish. A man whose friendship I have been proud to share for many years.
I like you, too.
I wasn't talking to you.
But there's nobody else here.
I was rehearsing my speech, lunkhead. Or don't you read the newspapers?
Oh, sure. Isn't it wonderful how Gravel Gertie's gone straight?
Look, Marble Puss, I'm making a speech of welcome to Colonel Southridge tonight when they dedicate the Victory Monument.
Oh, you mean Brass Knuckle Southridge?
Cut that out. I'll have no disrespect for Colonel Southridge in this house.
Well, I didn't...
Good old Brass Knuckles, the old dog robber. We were together in the 6th Infantry. How do you like my speech?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I wish you really had been saying all those nice things to me.
You should live so long. Here.
What's that, Mr. Monahan?
It's a copy of the schedule for tonight's program.
Yes,
take
sir.
It down to the hotel and give it to the colonel. He's waiting for it.
Oh, gosh, sure, Mr. Monahan. Only
what?
Only what'll I do about Connie's shorties?
I don't give a darn what you... What did you say?
Goodbye, Mr. Monahan.
Hello? Yes, this is Colonel Shortridge speaking. Who? Oh, send him right up.
Oh, Billy, Billy, I'm so distressed.
Oh, yes, darling, what's wrong?
I've lost my girdle.
Oh, not your new one.
Yes, and I hadn't even unwrapped it.
Oh, but it can't be lost. I checked all our luggage at the depot. It's probably still in the check room. Wait. Yes, here's the check for it.
Oh, thank goodness. I couldn't possibly wear my new evening gown without it.
Come in.
How do you do?
Well, what is it?
I'm looking for Colonel Southridge.
I'm Colonel Southridge.
I'm Eddie Bracken. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Well?
And Mr. Monahan sent me. He said to give you this schedule for this evening.
Oh, thank you, young man. This is Mrs. Southridge.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Southridge?
Hello.
Tell me, how is Sergeant Monahan? The old fire eater? The toughest guy in the outfit. How's he getting along?
He hasn't changed. Well, I've got to run along, so...
Oh, young man, I wonder if you'd be kind enough to do something for me.
Why, yes, of course, Mrs. Southridge. I'll be very glad to.
Oh, well, take this check down to the depot and pick up a package. Now, if it's too much trouble...
Oh, no, no, Mrs. Southridge. It'll be a pleasure. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Yeah, what is it?
I want to pick up a package.
You got the check?
Yes, sir, it's right here. Here it is. Here, right here.
Okay, that'll be 2 bits.
Huh?
I said 2 bits. 25 cents. A quarter of a dollar.
But I haven't got 2 bits.
No 2 bits?
No, sir.
No package.
Oh, gosh, what, is there a phone here?
Yeah, right there in the corner, bud. A pay phone.
Thank you. Would you lend me a nickel?
Look, chum, look. I pay $15 a week for this checking concession. I pay myself $30 a week salary. I charge 2 bits for every package I check. So far this week, I've checked 180 packages. Exactly $45. And if you think I'm going to wind up owing myself a nickel so that you can use the phone, get out!
Yes, I'm going.
Eddie Bracken.
Oh, hello, Barbara. What are you doing down here?
I just came down to see if my package from Chicago has come yet.
Oh, no, not yet, ma'am.
Oh, dear. Are there any more trains today?
Well, there's one at 4:19.
Oh, if it doesn't come in, I don't know what I'll do.
What's the matter, Barbara?
Oh, my costume. I ordered it from Chicago last week, and it isn't here yet.
Costume?
Yes, I was supposed to ride in the parade tonight on one of the floats.
Oh, you too?
Yes, as the girl I'd like to celebrate victory with. Oh, it was such a lovely costume. You'd have adored it.
Would I?
I had my hair washed, a new finger wave, and a facial, and a manicure, and... Oh, Eddie, haven't you any ideas?
Yes.
You have? What?
Could you lend me 25 cents? How do you do, Mrs. Southridge?
Oh, hello, Eddie. Did you get my package?
Yes, ma'am. Here it is. I had to borrow...
Oh, thank you very much. Here's 10 cents for your trouble.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was it, Maud?
Oh, that nice Bracken boy. He brought my girdle.
Oh?
Oh, thank goodness I've got it. Now I can wear my new gold pants.
Maud! Were you planning to wear those tonight at your age?
Certainly not. It's that horrid Bracken boy's fault. Oh, dear, and I haven't the slightest idea where to find him.
I have. Hello, Monahan.
Oh, Connie.
I've been looking all over for you. Where in the world have you been?
Practically everywhere. Downtown, over to your house, and up in Mrs. Southridge's room at the hotel.
Eddie Bracken, and... you are the most irresponsible person I've ever met.
But, Connie, I got the costume.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Eddie.
I sure did, and I was never so embarrassed in my life.
Oh, Eddie, this is so marvelous of you.
Here it is.
Oh, dear. I'm so excited, I can hardly open it.
Well, let me help you. Oh, boy, when you see it. It'll look wonderful on you.
A girdle.
A girdle? Oh, no, Connie, it can't be.
Eddie Bracken, is this your idea of a joke?
Oh, no, Connie, no. I went to the theater and asked Toots for it, and she gave me a glass of ice water, and your father was making a speech, and Brass Knuckles wanted one of them, and I went to the depot, and the clerk wouldn't let me have it, and Barbara gave me a quarter, and I lost 15 cents on the deal. See?
No, I don't see. What about this girdle?
Oh. Oh. Mrs. Southridge.
What about Mrs. Southridge?
She's got your costume.
You gave another woman my costume? Eddie Bracken, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
But Connie...
Well, if I were Eddie Bracken, I'd wish I weren't. Now back to Eddie Bracken, who, bowed down with woe, is just entering the front door of the Monahan residence.
How do you do, Mr. Monahan?
Well, come in, Eddie.
Oh, thank you. Has Connie come home yet?
No, Connie hasn't come home yet.
Oh.
Come in, Eddie.
I am in.
All the way in.
What for?
Come in!
Goodbye, Mr. Monahan.
Come in here!
Oh, not by the necktie, Mr. Monahan.
Listen, lame brain. What did you do to my friend? Colonel Southridge.
Oh,
what did you do to him?
Oh, why, nothing, Mr. Monahan. I just said hello.
You insulted him.
Oh, why, Mr. Monahan,
you insulted his wife, too. What did you say? What did you do?
Didn't they tell you?
No, they didn't tell me, but you're going back up there and face them.
Oh, yes, Mr. Monahan, I'll face them. I'll go. But where's Connie?
Never mind about Connie. Take your package and get out of here before I... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's this?
A girdle.
A girdle? Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Just what I need.
You need a girdle?
I got to wear my uniform from the last war tonight, and I can't get it buttoned. It must have shrunk. Give me that thing.
Oh, no, Mr. Monahan, no. Not that. You're not... Oh, no, Mr.
Shut
Monahan.
Up. Let's see how this thing works. This must be the front.
Oh, Mr. Monahan, if you only realize what you're doing.
Hold it while I step into it.
But, Mr. Monahan, you're making a terrible mistake.
I can't get it past my knees. You pull the back and I'll pull the front. Now, pull it. Pull it.
I am pulling, but I wish you'd listen to reason.
There. We got it that far.
But, Mr. Monahan, this girdle belongs to a friend.
Come on.
Yes.
One more pull and we're over the top. Now, all together. One. Two. Three.
Oh, it ripped. Oh, the girdle, it ripped. Oh, what'll Mrs. Southridge say?
Well, it couldn't have been much of a girdle anyhow because... What will who say?
Mrs. Southridge, the colonel's wife.
Was that her girdle?
I tried to tell you that, Mr. Monahan, but you...
You tried to tell me?
Yes, sir, I...
You helped me put it on, didn't you?
Yes, sir, but...
And you brought it here?
Yes, sir, but I...
Why, you...
Oh, you're not by the necktie again. How do you do, Colonel Southridge?
Come in, Mr. Bracken.
I can't stay but a minute. I came over to bring your wife's girdle.
Oh, so you had it all the time?
Yes, sir.
Young man, do you know that you've caused my wife a great deal of worry?
I'm sorry. I guess my mind was on something else.
That gold costume?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think I understand, son. Thanks for bringing up the girdle, and here's your costume back.
Oh, gee. Thank you, Colonel. Thank you very much. I guess I'd better go. Goodbye.
Maud. Maud.
Yes, dear.
Here's your girdle.
Oh.
Eddie Bracken just brought it.
Oh, thank goodness. We won't have to miss the ceremony.
Oh.
Oh. Huh? Oh! I've never been so insulted in my life.
For heaven's sake, now what's the matter?
This girdle has been vulcanized. What it says, stamped right there on the patch.
What?
Genuine truck rubber.
Connie. Oh, Connie.
Eddie, I told you I'd never speak to you again as long as I live.
But, Connie, this time I've really got the costume. You see, I went over to your house and your father wasn't there and...
Eddie Bracken, I'm sure I'm not interested in where you've been or what you've been doing. But it may interest you to know that I'm not going to ride in the parade as Miss Pinup Girl.
You're not? Connie.
Otto's sister very generously loaned me her white buckskin cowgirl costume. And I'm riding on the first float in the parade as Miss Spirit of the Pioneers.
Then you won't need this gold costume?
No, and I won't need you.
Oh.
Because you know who's going to hold me in his arms as the spirit of the conquering West?
Otto.
Yes, Otto.
Well, maybe I can walk along beside... Otto! Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Eddie.
Here's the 10 cents. It's part of... What's the matter, Barbara?
Oh, Eddie, I'm so miserable.
Me too.
Connie?
Uh-huh. And Otto. What's your trouble? No costume?
Uh-huh. It didn't come.
Aw. Oh, that's too bad, Barbara. Wish there was something I could do.
That's sweet of you, Eddie, but there's not another costume to be found anywhere.
I guess not. Well, here's your dime.
Thanks.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye, Eddie.
Barbara.
What's the matter, Eddie?
Barbara, you're going to ride in that parade, and you're going to have the swellest costume of anybody in it.
Well, Eddie, what do you mean? How can I?
Wait a minute, old boy. Boy, you're going to love this.
Huh?
There.
Eddie, a complete gold costume.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's even nicer than the one I ordered. Oh, Eddie, is it really for me?
It sure is, if you want it.
Oh, Eddie, darling, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful.
Ah, I'm not so wonderful, I guess. Gee, Barbara, I'm sure glad everything turned out all right. For you.
Which just goes to show that no matter how much trouble you have, there comes a time when it can't get any worse. Or can it? Well, we'll find out in a moment.
Thank you.
Oh.
I'm speaking to you again.
Well, I'm not listening.
But I'm not mad anymore.
Well, I am.
But, Eddie, I want you to ride on the float with me.
You mean you broke your date with Otto?
Well, in a way. You see, Otto's allergic to horses. And he's got hay fever, and we can't have him sneezing all the way down Main Street, can we?
Well, I can. Besides, I haven't got a costume.
But, Eddie, I have Otto's costume right here. If you'll hurry over, you'll just have time to change and get to the parade.
Well, I'll have to think it over.
Well, Eddie?
Hold the front door open. I'll be coming fast. Here it is. Here's my coat. Oh, boy, am I lucky.
Come on, Eddie, let's go.
Huh?
Oh. You're going to ride in a parade.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it wonderful? Why, Mr. Monahan, why are you dressed like a cowboy? Where's your uniform?
How can I wear a uniform that's shrunk? I got to ride on the float as the spirit of law and order.
Oh, that's nice. I'm riding with Connie as the spirit of the conquering West.
Oh, no, you're not. You're riding with me as a horse thief. You're going to be hanged all the way to the city hall.
The Eddie Bracken Story is produced by Man Holliner. Music composed and conducted by Lee Harleen. Mr. Monahan is played by Bill Demarest, Connie by Ann Rutherford, Barbara by Janet Waldo, The Baggage Clerk by Wally Mayer, Toots Latour by Kathy Lewis, Mrs. Southridge by Elvia Allman, Colonel Southridge by Will Wright. Your narrator, Jim Bannon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.